This is Gemara Bamitzio Daf Nun Tes. And we pick it up on the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis. We're approximately 10 lines from the bottom. The first word in line is Loinitain Lihishavain. Says the Gemara, continuing the Sugya of Ainoas Tavarim, a segue from the, maybe we could call it the Iker Sugya of Azov, which is Ainoas Tam overcharging. And we continue with the severity of our words, says the Gemara, Tanu Tana Kamedra Amnachor Yitzhak, a very famous Gemara, and as much as it's famous, one has to still be cognizant of it. Kol Amalbim B'nei Chaviroi Barabim, Ke'ilu Shaifich Damim. If someone embarrasses a friend in public, it's as if you spilled blood. Amar Lei, Amnachor Yitzhak said to that Tana, Shaber Kamrit, it's good what you're saying. Why? Because you see, that one's face begins red, and when he gets embarrassed, it turns white, showing that basically he's losing his blood. He's you spilled his blood, which is, as the Gemara is saying, that's why it's considered tantamount to murder. With what should one be, with what are they careful? Bimarava in the West, Amralei, Be'achvari, Api. They're careful about not embarrassing people. Damrav Chanina, Kol Yardin, Gehenim, Chotz Mishlo, Shalisha. Everyone goes to Gehenim except for three people, says the Gemara. That's a pretty drastic statement. Hakol Salkadaitach, really? Everyone's going to Gehenim. Elas, Ema, says the Gemara, three lines at the bottom, Kol Yardin, Gehenim, Oilin. Anyone who goes to Gehenim Island comes up from Gehenim. Chutz, except for Mishleisha. Three people, Sheyardim ve'inan Island. They go down and they do not go up. Ve'iluhain. And these are the three people. Three horrible crimes. Number one, two lines to the bottom. Habal Eishas Ish. Someone sleeps with an Eishas Ish. Quite a terrible and a dreadful crime. A married woman. Number two, I'm all of Chaviro Birabim. And number three, I'm a Kanashim Rala Chaviro, someone who gives a negative name to his friend. We see the severity up there with sleeping with one's friend's wife, says the Gemara. Mekana Hainu Malbim. What do you mean? Giving someone a nickname is the same thing as embarrassing them, explains the Gemara. Afal Gavdi Dashbe Bishmei. Even though he might be used to it. And because he's used to it, he doesn't turn white when you give him that name. It doesn't seem it's at that level of Shvichas Damim, says the Gemara. It still is atrocious. Amar Abba Rachana, Amar Rav Yochanan. As we turn over to Nadas Amar Aleph, says the Gemara. Noyach Leil Adam Sheyaval Sevek Ishas Ish. It's better for one to sleep together with a woman who is a Safek, who she might be married. That is better. That is a better choice than embarrassing someone in public. Explains the Gemara, Minale, where do we know this from? Midadarash Rava, Didarash Rava, three lines down, and Tessam and Alv, Maidil Sivar, is the meaning of the Pasik. Ubitzali, Samchav and Esafa. When I limped, my enemies rejoiced and they gathered in. Karu, the pasuk ends of Loi Damu. They tore at me and they would not be quiet. Oh, my David of Nea Kadesh Baruch Hu. Says David HaMelech Ribaynai Shalai Lam Gal Vidu Levenecha. It's revealed and known to you, Shemayim Mekardin Bisari. If you cut open my flesh, Loi Dami Shaisi Saretz. My blood would not spill to the ground due to the embarrassment that I, David, suffered because of them taunting me, making fun of me over the Avira that I did. V'la'oid says, not only that, even when I'm dealing with the intricate sugyas of Negayim and Ayolais Amru Li, they would say to me, David, if someone sleeps with a married woman, what level of Misa does she get? Vani Aimer Lahem, and I tell them, Misasai Bechenek. The Misa is with Chenek, strangulation. V'yesh Lechelek Lailam Haba. And guess what? They have a chilek in Olam Haba. Aval responds, David HaMelech, HaMalbin has been ichaveiroi b'rabin. Ein loy chilek li'olam haba. Rachmana litzlan, the dreadful, horrible place for one who embarrasses his friend. The Amar Mar Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Rav continues the Gemara. First one line is Zutra, about 15 lines down. Amri La, and some say Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shem Chasidav, Amri La, Amar Rav Yechon Misham Rashbi. Noyach Leili Adam. It's better for a person sheyapil atzmai to throw himself into a kivshan eish, a fiery furnace. She sent the signs to her father-in-law to Yehuda. Amarav Chanina Bereid Ravidi. Amarav Chanina Bereid Ravidi. My Dechsev. What is the meaning of the pasuk? V'loy sainu ish es hamisai. What is the meaning of the pasuk that one should not wrong his friend? Says the Gemara, Am sheitzcha b'tayr v'mitzvahis lo yisayneyu. The Am, the nation Yidin, that are with you, Tayr and mitzvahs, al tayneyu, you should not wrong them. Continues the Gemara, how far this, how, excuse me, continues the Gemara, how far Ainas Devarim goes, and how perhaps the care has to be even stronger when it hits home. Let's see, Amarav Lailam. Yehi Adam Zayir Bainas Ishtai. One should be careful with the Ainah, with the wronging his wife, Shemitayich Shadim Asai Mitsuya, Ainasai Kraiva. Because a woman's tears come easily, therefore the Ainah, wronging her is easy as well. Extra care must be given. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Elazar, miyom shenechra ha'beis hamigdash. From the time the Beis Hamigdash was destroyed, ninalu sharei tefila. The sharei tefila have been closed up, unfortunately. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, gam ki ezak, as I cry out, v'shaveyam shosam tefilasi, and I plead, Hashem, quiet my prayers. But yet v'afal bi shesharei tefila ninalu. Guess what? There still is a gate to get into heaven, Shari Demois. Loi Ninalu, the gate of prayer tears was not closed. And Amar, Shema Tvilasi Hashem Shavasi Azin al Demasi al Techerash. Vamarav Koloilech Batas Ishtoi. Anyone that goes by his wife's advice, Noifel Begehenim, goes into Gehenim, Shenemar, Lurak Loyave Keachov. Says the Gemara, the severity of relying on one's wife without thinking, as we'll see in a moment. Amar Le Rab Habba L'Abaye, what are you talking about? Ay, v'amri itchi, but people say, itzcha gutza, if your wife is short, gachin bend down, v'tilcha ishla, and whisper to her, meaning follow her advice. So why are you telling me that you should never follow your wife's advice? So here we have it. Explains the Gemara like Kasha, Habemili Da'alma, Habemile De'Besa. When it comes to Mili Da'alma, then one should not just listen to his wife cold. When it comes to household items, then the woman reigns supreme. Lishna Achrina, Mili De'Shamaya, Habemili Da'alma. When it comes to Mili Shamaya, then one's wife is not the one that should be determining the answers. And rather, at that point, one has to seek other counsel, but mili d'alma, he could. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, on the same theme, Kol ha'sharim ninalu, all gates have been locked to heaven, chutz mishaarei oino, except for the gate of being treated wrongly. Shenamar, as opposed to Hinei Hashem, Nitzav al-choym es anach, biyodoi anach, Hashem stood on a wall, and his hand was a straight line upon it. Amar Rav Elazar, kol nifra bidei shliach chutz meino. Everyone Hashem pays by a shliach, aside for someone who was wronged. Shenemar biyodoi anach. As the pasuk says, in his hand, Hashem himself is the one that punishes back. Amar Rav Avua, gimel ein apargan ninal b'fneim. There are three people that the curtain does not close for them. which is what I know Gezel and Avodah Zarah. I know the Chsev Yodo Yenach, Gezel the Chsev Hamas Veshoid Yishama Abba Pani Samid, Avodah Zarah the Chsev Ama Machisim Oisi Alpani Tamid, Alpani Tamid. What we see over here is that these are three areas that there's no curtain, it's straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Bechvoida Yubatzma is the one that will pay back. And the truth is, aside from realizing the severity of the Aina, we have to also receive Chizik. That when someone is in a terrible, a difficult matziv, when someone is in a situation that maybe it's less than favorable, compromised situations, he was embarrassed, he was wronged, we should realize Hashem himself is watching out for you. Omer Rav Yehuda, Lailami Adam Zayir Bitvua Bitachbeisai, one should be careful with the grain, with the food in his house, Shain Mariva Mituya Bitachbeisai Shal Adam, El Al Iske Tvua. It's not a new thing to fight about food, says the Gemara. What causes fights? Food. Shenemar Hasam Gule Shalom Chilev Chitim Yasmiyech. Amar Abba Hainu Dam Rienji. This is what people mean. Kemishlam Sare Mekadop. When the barley in the container is finished, Nakish Vasi Tigra Bavese. That's when the fights begin. Vamer Rav Chanina Bar Papa. Lodim Adam Zayir Bitvu Abidach Beisa Ishla Negra Yisrael Dalim. Elalis Ketvua. One should be careful about the food in his house because Klal Yisrael were called poor only on the count. When they didn't have enough food, Shnemar Vayim Zeri Yisrael Vegaymer Chsev Yachnu Aleim Uksev Yidal Yisrael Ma'id Memnei Midyan. They were very poor in front of Midyan. Vamar Rav Chalba in the last narrow line. Nun Tesam and Alev Yoli Adam Zar Bechvayid Ishtai. Why? Shein Abracha Mitzuya B'tach Beisa Shel Adam Elo Bishvel Ishtai. Aside for everything else, why one should be careful with the Kvayt Ishtai. But says the Gemara, you want bracha? Be careful with your wife's honor, Shanemar, Ula Avram, Heitev, Ba'avura. Paroi treated Avram well, Ba'avura, because of his wife, Sarav. I know the Amrilu Rav, the B'nai Mechuza. So Rav said to the B'nai Yechuza, Oikiru l'nashayichi, Ke'echi ditit aru. Honor your wives so that you will become wealthy. Continues the Gemara in the last line of the Nudasam and Aleph. Tinano, some we learned in a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Kalim. They cut off the oven and they put sand between the sections of the oven to cement it together. And then the oven touched a form of Tumah. And the question is the oven Mekabel Tumah, Blazim Etayer, Vechachamim Etamim? Rav Lazar said the oven is tar, and the Chachamim said the oven is tamei. And we turn over to Natesa Mebeis and says the Gemara, "Vizehu tanur shalachnoi." This is the famed tanur shalachnoi. That in a moment, the Gemara will tell the story. Literally, the oven of the serpent. Says the Gemara, the snake. Mayachnoi. What do we mean by the coiled serpent, the snake? Amar Rav Yudam or Shmuel, sheikivu devarim kaachna. What this means is that the Chachamim surrounded Rav Eliezer like a snake, v'tam'uhu, and they said the oven is tamei. Tana, we learned in a brayza by Zayim Eishiv Rav Eliezer called Shuvah Shavaylam. On that day, Rav Eliezer gave all the reasons in the world to defend the reason he wanted to be mekel on the oven. V'loi kiblu emenu, they would not accept it from him. Amr lahem, Rav Eliezer said to the Chachamim, "Malachi kamaisi." This carob tree should prove it. Guess what? The carob tree was uprooted from its place. And it flew 100 amas. Flew 400 amas. So the Chacham responded, a good trick, Rav Elazar, but guess what? Ain mevin raya min acharav. Chazar v'amalem, Rav Elazar said further, malachim kamaisi amas amayim yoichiyach. The water canal should prove it. The water canal started flowing upstream. The walls of the Beis Medrash should prove it. The walls of the Beis Medrash started to lean and they were about to fall. Kohar Bohem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua yelled at the walls. Omar lahem im tamidi chachamim inatzchin zeh zeh ba'alocha. Tamidi chachamim, we're fighting in Torah. Atem ma'atibchem. What are you getting involved? You walls. Mind your own business. Lai navlum nekvayt yoshev Rabbi Yeshua. So the walls didn't fall due to the honor of Rabbi Yeshua. But guess what? V'lai zakfu. But they didn't straighten up. Men nekvayt yoshev Rabbi Lazar. V'atayim matim v'oimdim. And the walls stayed leaning, leaning. Chazav Amar Lehem, Rav Elazar said further, heaven should prove it. Yatza Baskel, heavenly voice, went out of Amar Malachem, Eitel Rav Elazar. What do you want with Rav Elazar? Sha'alocha kemaisei b'chol makoyim. Amar Rav Yeshua, Raglov, Rav Yeshua wasn't going to take this. Amar, Baskel is nice. Loi b'shamayim hi, but I'm sorry, the Torah is not in heaven. Says the Gemara, Milo b'shamayim hi, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yirmiyahu, you know what it means? Shkarnidna Torah mi'ar Sinai, and therefore, inan ha'mashkichim b'baskal, we don't listen into heavenly voices. Shekvar kesavta b'ar Sinai b'atayra, it's already written in the Torah, achri rabim lahatois. Psak halachas by the rabbim, and the chachamim arguing Rav Elazar, the fact that the Baskal said otherwise, is completely and utterly irrelevant. And we see the incredible Kayach HaPsak. Ashchei Rav Nosson Leliyo. Rav Nosson, when they met Eliyo, and Avi Yomli, Mayavid Kutshubrichu Baishaita. What is Hashem doing at this moment? Amar Lehi, Kochayich. V'amar, Hashem is laughing and saying, Nitzchuni Beni, Nitzchuni Beni. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying? My children have won over me. My children have won over me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself commenting how Achrei Rabim Lahatois, the psak of the Rabim, even at some level, Kaviyach, whatever that means, supersedes and goes over the word of God himself. Amru, so we continue this story. Now that Rav Elazar was passing into oven his tar, and the Chacham were arguing, they took all the tyrus. The Rav Elazar tired up, said it was tar, and they burnt in a fire of an emnu alav, ubarchu. And they voted and they put Rav Elazar in Chayrim. Va'amru mi yelech liyadiu. Who's going to go tell Rav Elazar that, by the way, he's in Chayrim? Amr then Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva, I will go Shem Yelich Adam Shein Hagun. Because you know why? Because maybe someone who's not fitting is going to go via Diaz and tell him in Imsa, Machrev Eskol Eilam Kulo, he could cause destruction to the entire world. Meaning, we have to protect the covenant of a Talmud Chacham. So it has to be done sensibly. Mas Rabbi Akiva, Lava Shchayrim, he dressed in black, and he sat in Shchayrim. And he wrapped himself in black. And he said, for Amos away from Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar, Akiva, on the first medium size line, what's going on? How is today different than other days? I'm the Rabbi, Kimadumali, Shachibirim, Shachavirim, Bedilim, Imcha. It seems to me that your friends are severing themselves from you. Avukara Begadov. Rav Elazar understood. He tore Kriya of a Chalat Minolav. He took off his shoes. He went off the chair and he sat on the ground. Zoguein of Demois, his tears flowed from his eyes. Lakoilam, at that moment the world was struck. Shlish bezisim, a third of the world's olive. Shlish mechitim, a third of the wheat. Shlish bisarim, a third of the barley. Even the bread that was in a woman's hand, tafach, became smoiled due to the tears of Rabbi Yeshua. Tana says in a Braisach, Godol Haya Baisayim. That day was so incredible. Ach Godol, a great ach means to hit. A great blow was on this day on the first very wide line. Shebachol Makaim, Shenasan Bayenav, Rav Elazar Nisraf. Whatever Rav Elazar looked at that moment went up in flames. Rav Gamliel Ayabab is Svina Amalalov Nachshol Etavoy. And a wave threatened to sink the boat. Amar kimdum alish ein zel b'shul Rav Elazar ben Hurkanis. Says Rav Akiva, this seems to be the cause of the famed Rav Eliezer ben Hurkanis. Amar al raglav amar ribay neshalaylam gal v'yadu levinach shalach v'yadu asisi. Rav Gamliel got up and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did not do these for my own honor. Elam. Excuse me, Vlovcha, Beis Abba, Sisi, and this for my father's honor, Lechvoid Cha. Shalyar be machlekes be Israel. So the waves stopped raging. Continues the Gemara. Imashalom the visitor to Rav Lazar, Achlid Rav Gamliel. Imashalom was the wife of Rav Eliezer, was the sister of Gamliel. Having meum ma'isa veiloch lavi shav kolayler Rav Lazar. From that moment and onwards, she did not let Rav Lazar l'mebel abe to say to Achlon, because she was nervous by him. The koyach of Achlon and Rav Eliezer could cause some of the chachamim to perish. There was a day that this Ima Shalom, the mother of Elazar, thought it was Rosh Chodesh, but she messed up between it was a Mali or a Chaser month. Some say a poor person came to the door, and therefore she wasn't able to stop Rav Elazar from saying to Achlan, Afikale Rifta. And she took bread, she went to give bread to the Ani Ashkev and Avala Abbe. So Rav Elazar said to Achlan, Amra Leish, the mother then finally says, Rav Lazar, come, get up. Kalis Achi, you're killing my brother. You're going to kill Rav Gamliel. Adachi, nothing, she pura mi beis Rav Gamliel. At that moment, an announcement went out of the house of Gamliel to Shachiv. Rav Gamliel was nifter. Rav Eliezer's Tachnun caused the demise of Rav Gamliel. Amra La Menayadis. He said, Rav Lezer said to his wife, how did you know about Rav Gamliel? Amrele, she said, Kachman beis Avi Abba, kol hasha'arim ninalim, chot mishari ana. Of course, going full circle to our discussion, the utmost importance of Aina, and over here, because he was wronged, because he was in pain, that's why the kayach of Tefillah Rav Lezer was so strong. And we conclude, Tana Rabban and Hamanes Agar, Oiver Bisholish Lavim. If someone wrongs a ger, he's over 3 lavin, and if you oppress him, then you're pushing him to pay, there's another 2 lavin. Says Gemara, why is it different? What is there with someone who wrongs the ger? Says the Gemara, and a ger is part of a ger bechlalu, and a ger is included. So why does a ger get a different din? Answers the Gemara, Ella. Excuse me, we read that wrong. Let's go back for a second. By shana me'aneh. What is different if you wrong a ger? If a ger loisanu ger yitzchav ger ba'aretzchem loisanu oisai v'loisanu ish as amisai v'cher bechlal amisayu. Is a ger not bechlal amisai lachat shaynami? So says the Gemara. As well, if you oppress the ger shloisha ksivi, there's also 3. So we're trying to figure out why we said it's 3 and 2. V'loisachal zenu v'ger loisichlof loisia loikin aisha v'cher bechlalu. Ella answers the Gemara, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Bishleish, you're right, whether you oppress or whether you push the ger verbally or force him to pay this 3 lavin. Then realize it goes, I'm the Ema, his ear, Taira, Bilamid, Vav, Mekaimais. So why did the Torah warn in 36 places? I'm the Vav, Mekaimais, 46 places, Vigar, Menei, Shesurai Ra. The reason is because his inclination is bad. He's accustomed to what he did before he became a ger, and he might fall back into his old ways if we don't welcome him in, and therefore there's such a critical importance to the care we have to give to the ger. Medzle v'ger lo son of lo sachzenu ki gerim v'yisem v'aris mitzrayim. Tani Rav Nosson Oymer, mum shebecho al taimer lechavercha. That was the mum that you have. Don't tell your friend, we were also gay and embarrassed with Shayim. I knew Dami Inchi, Tizakov Le Zakifa, but the Yosko Loinim Ole Lechavre, Zakif Bein Nasa. And this is what people, the popular saying is, this Kifle Zakifa, but the Yosko, someone was hanged in your family. Don't tell your friend, hang up the fish. I mean, you don't use that word at all. The care we have to have for the care we have to have for each other, the critical and crazy almost importance of this Isra of Einas Dvarim.